what happened in the second lockdown, when it was dark and miserable and horrible, I was doing some stuff with my granddaughters, Clara and Freya, and we built a story centre in a box, and then realised that the when my granddaughter talked about having interactive screens rather than big structures, thought, why shouldn't we do this? So I talked to some like-minded people, people who were interested in stories, drama, performing, and they thought it was a great idea. We then had quite a bit of encouragement from Harborough District Council. They were very helpful. And then we hit the next lot of lockdowns. So everything sort of ground to a halt. And we took that time to focus on getting charity status, which I have to say I almost lost the will to live. But we did get the charity status in May this year. So we are now a charitable incorporated organisation.
Wow, what amazing work you've done in such a short period of time.
Yes, it felt a long time trying to get the charity status. That was challenging. But we have a small group of people with different skills, and now what we have to do is realise this vision. So it's one thing to have a vision; it's another to actually put things in place in order to realise the vision.
And for people that just see Story Centre, what are you hoping it's going to be about and contain and bring to the town?
Right. Well, it isn't just for children. And I think that's the first thing. People's perception is that it will be for children. And certainly the Oxford Story Centre and the one in Stratford in London are for children. But you get the Scottish Storytelling Centre, which is for all ages. So the idea is that we develop something for all ages. So for children, we'll have ways that they can get dressed up, write their own stories, act out their own stories. But we're also looking at what we can do for adults. So for older people, with particularly with cognitive impairment, we're looking at reminiscence groups. So having items, smells, things that stimulate conversation. And then for people with mental health issues, particularly anxiety, actually being able to reframe your story to process things. If you think of terrible things that happened to you, where, you know, we were in camping in the Lake District when we woke up in the morning, there'd been a hurricane and the tents had all gone. And now at the time it was dire, but you look back on that and it's funny. And so when you process things at a point where traumatic, they can turn into something that you have control over and make you feel resilient. So for lots of people who've had very little control in their life, actually helping them reframe their story to allow them to become the hero or the heroine rather than the victim. So that those groups will run alongside the mainstream things. And then we'll have storytellers, so professional storytellers, amateur storytellers, doing performances, and also taking some of people's stories that they share with us and turning them into performances. So it's an ambitious project, and it's obviously going to take years to achieve.
It's a fantastic vision, and obviously you're going to hopefully have some premises somewhere where all this can take place.
Yeah, so if anyone's got premises that they're willing to give us for nothing or for next to nothing, we would love to have them, even if it's temporary, to let us get going on some stuff. What we're doing meantime is we're organising workshops, and we will organise some groups in other premises. So renting out premises for the day. So, for example, we've got a workshop with Rob Parkinson's, who was the first professional storyteller in the UK in 1984, and developed the Society for Storytelling. Rob's coming to do a workshop on 24th of September, and then another one in October that will be more focused on the transforming power of stories. He's the author of Transforming Tales, and we're looking forward to that. So we'll be running things like that, and then he'll do performances. So our idea is that we run what we can, where we can, to raise profile, generate interest, and hopefully raise a bit of income.
Yeah, fantastic. And the fact that, I mean, I've never heard of anything like, is there any of these centres in sort of the local area, like Leicestershire, East Midlands,
no,
or no?
No. No, not at all. No, no.
So you mentioned there's one in Oxford, Scotland.
Oxford is the Children's Story Centre.
Yes.
The one in Stratford in London is the Discovery Centre, and that's for children. And they're both great. They're both absolutely fantastic. You've got the Roald Dahl Museum, and that again is predominantly children. To my knowledge, there's no one doing what will be for children, but also then running, if you like, therapy groups alongside it, using narrative therapy techniques, life story work, beats of life, tree of life, so that we're actually encompassing the whole population.
Brilliant. And for the town to get something like this, I mean,
yes,
it would be brilliant.
Yes, it would be brilliant. And Harborough's a great town. Harborough gets behind projects, and Harborough supports, you know, initiatives. I was very involved in the development of the Bower House, the counselling service in Harborough, that's been going since 1999. And that, again, was a vision that took a few years to realise, but then we've obviously got a building in the centre of town, and it's served the town for over 20 years. And this I see as something that evolves, that the people of Harborough can own and be proud of.